greetings from the seat of all wisdom and authority, Washington, D.C., and start off our reflections on the media and their role in our society by reporting to you the very interesting pair of editorials that appeared in the Washington Post on Thursday morning. The first was a somewhat ritualistic denunciation of conservatives for their simplistic answers to the complex problems of our time. And the second was an editorial endorsing the nuclear freeze. Actually, as someone who lives and works in Washington, recent events have convinced me that things are much more complex than I've realized. And the clearest example is the controversy over the Falkland Islands. And this presents me, as I think it does other conservatives, with a dilemma. On the one hand, we like imperialism. But on the other hand, we like military dictatorships. So, now, our speakers this evening are going to address various aspects of the media and the complexities of our time. They have a number of things in common. I've been talking to them up here. It turns out that the one thing that really kind of blew my mind, all three of them are Libras. In addition, they are all... Could we have some order, please? They are all three very well known to you, and I think that is exemplified by the fact that this is a very well-attended optional dinner that cost you 20 clams to attend. And they are men of great achievement and great knowledge in the subject matter under discussion. Our first speaker is a gentleman who is both a writer, a theologian, a student of U.S. foreign policy, and I first came across his work some years ago when I read his very excellent book, Ethics and U.S. Foreign Policy. He has written and edited 14 different books. He is the founder and president of the Ethics and Public Policy Center. He is President Reagan's former nominee as Assistant Secretary of State for Human Rights, and I, for one, hope that he will take some of his time to address the ordeal that he experienced upon that occasion. He is going to address us this evening on the prestige, press, and foreign policy. Would you please welcome Dr. Ernest Lefevre?